Okay. We just passed the Ohio border.
Yep, and I just heard Barry drop an F-bomb for the first time in probably 400 miles.
I dropped the microphone.
What the hell is this crane thing? It's a tiny little microphone.
I don't know. It's a camera?
It's a camera.
Oh.
Uh-oh, Big Brother is watching.
Ohio.
Ohio is watching. You know, my buddy at work said, he goes, dude, watch out for Ohio. The cops just freaking follow you. And the way station's open.
Wow. So we determined what broke the air conditioner.
Oh, God damn it.
It was Joel's after lunch fart.
It was. It is funny. It sounds funny, but it was not.
It was. It was working fine until lunchtime. Joel comes in, gets in the car, gets in the QRM clown car, rips one.
Yeah, to
the point we had to open windows.
Oh, thank you for sharing that with all seven listeners.
And I didn't even have, I wasn't the one that instigated the window opening. He did first.
I was trying to be polite about it.
That's kind of a warning sign.
Well, yeah, but it's a polite, it's a subtle warning sign. Like, okay, the air quality is about to rapidly decrease.
But it was right after that happened that we determined that the air conditioner was failing.
It did not kill the air conditioning with one pizza fart.
I beg to differ. I think we're going to have to check the air conditioning filters.
Oh, okay, the cabin filters?
Yeah.
You know what? Now I have a goal. You remember me telling you about what Burger King onion rings do?
Yeah.
I can't wait to find the next Burger King. Yeah. I can shatter glass with one
Joel,
of those.
Joel shared a story with me where he had an incident where he ended up blaming his son.
That's what children are for.
His son took the fall.
He took the hit.
He did it well.
He did too. He got himself a video game out of it. But it's just one of those things when as I had said to Barry earlier, you try to find a nice, quiet little corner somewhere. You know, where there's nobody at, and you know you're going to break wind. There's no doubt about it. So you're like, I want to go someplace discreet, corner where there's nobody at. What are you pointing at?
70 miles an hour, dude.
All right, we'll drop the hammer down on this puppy. And I found a corner in a GameStop, and nobody was around. There was no entrance to the back of the store. There was none of that. And I figured, all right, this is as good a place as any. We'll break wind. We'll quickly vacate that aisle, and it will dissipate, and there's no harm, no foul. And sure as God made little green apples, the minute you decide, you know, okay, now's the optimum time to drop one, and sure, that's when not only did my son approach, but the employee at GameStop was a really nice guy, very knowledgeable, and it happened to be, well, Burger King onion rings don't necessarily agree with my lower intestinal system, and I think it was, the way my son worded it is you could gag a maggot, and it probably was one of the best colossal farts that I've ever laid out in a decade, and this poor sumbitch walked right into the cloud of it, and you heard, and I'm like, that was bad. Jesus, that was bad. And as he walked into the cloud, my son approached. And I went, oh my God, boy, what the hell did you do? And he just had this look of horror on his face. Because I completely stuck him in it. And he took the hit. And when we got back in the car, he says, Dad, what the heck was that all about? I didn't make that fart, you did. I said, no, but you took it like a champ. You saved the old man. Here's the money for a video game. So, it was a stellar moment. My son and I still laugh about it. Because that poor fellow walked into a... To be polite, it was toxic. It was toxic. But now that you've blamed me for your air conditioning, I'm going to see if I can churn up another one of those puppies with some onion rings, and then you're going to get a lesson. Ooh, lots of cops up ahead.
Yeah.
The flashing lights didn't give it away.
Oh.
Radar detectors didn't go off, but I'm thinking it's...
Is that a work team or cops?
I don't know. I've never been in Ohio before. How do they do it here?
I don't know. I've been to Ohio, but I don't remember. No, that's a work crew.
A work crew.
It's hard to tell.
Lots of flashing lights.
The sun's starting to go down, so you see flashing lights, you don't know what color they are until you're up on them.
Yep, pretty here. Looks actually, it does look a little different than Pennsylvania, doesn't it?
It does.
The roads are in way better condition
than Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I gotta say, the New York roads were much nicer. I mean, 90 across New York was a very beautiful road.
Smooth as silk, right? Yeah. This is pretty damn smooth. I like this. This is nice.
We're still on 90.
Yep. Just through another state.
Yeah.
As Barry mentioned earlier. And the Prii, minus the air conditioning that magically broke all by itself, is doing good. It's 66 degrees Fahrenheit outside. At 4:48 in the afternoon. So, yeah, we're not far off now. What is it, 100 and what? 19 miles?
62 miles left on 90, and then 179 miles to the Toledo. Hotel. The hotel. So we're coming quickly to the end of this day.
Yeah, exactly. And it was, 12 hours grand total, because we did lunch for about an hour.
Yeah, so we
originally we had a 6:30 arrival time. Now it's a 7:30 arrival time.
It's 7:44 now, but we made another stop too.
Yeah.
10-minute stop. Get that portal.
Yeah. So it's important, you know.
Yeah.
You need to get the portals.
That's right.
And it doesn't also stop for a bathroom break once in a while.
What kind of band?
I was K-band.
K-band.
I like to call it Caveman. Debbie does that every time he starts chirping.
Don't see anything.
No, I think it just caught a glimpse of the high tension lines back there.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so that's it for Ohio.
This is what, trip 9?
We'll talk to you again when we...
Yeah, I think this was trip 9.
This was trip 9, yep. We'll talk again, I guess, probably when we get to the hotel, unless
Cleveland turns out to be
something spectacular. Something,
exactly.
That's 61 miles to Cleveland.
And
we're supposedly, following Lake Erie right now. Well, I don't see anything, so we must be too far inland.
I don't have a problem with that.
To see the lake.
It's pretty.
It is very pretty here. Still pretty. All right, that's it. We'll see
you. Talk to you in a bit.
I still have a big microphone.